Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we're taking that stack of sources you sent us, and we're putting a forensic lens on a really established name in precious metals.
Lear Capital.
Exactly, Lear Capital. We're looking at a full, honest review of one of the longest operating firms in the U.S.
And our mission here is really just to give you a shortcut.
A shortcut, yes.
A clear path to understanding their, you know, their market experience, their whole strategy with metals.
And most importantly, the practical side of it. How their gold IRA services actually, you know, function day to day.
That's the core of it, really. When you're dealing with something as specialized as retirement assets, I mean, physical commodities, the provider isn't just a seller.
No, they're a partner, a critical one.
A critical partner. So we're focused on pulling out the most important insights, the specifics, so you can quickly grasp, you know, the pros and the cons, the real operational details.
Right. So we'll start with why their longevity, their age even matters. Then we'll get into the practical details of setting up one of those gold IRAs.
Okay, let's unpack this. In an industry like precious metals, which can be pretty volatile, why is a company's age and experience like such a crucial factor for a customer?
Well, what's fascinating here is that longevity translates directly into proven infrastructure and resilience.
Okay.
Lear Capital is consistently noted in the research as one of the longest operating precious metals companies in the U.S.
So they've been around the block.
They've been around the block. They've navigated, you know, multiple economic cycles, the dot-com bubble, the 2008 financial crisis, different inflationary periods, that kind of thing.
So it's more than just a badge of honor. It suggests they have systems that are, I guess, robust enough to actually survive market chaos.
Yeah, but let me push back on that a bit. Does being such an established, like, a legacy company, does that mean they might be less nimble, maybe slower to adopt, you know, modern digital tools or the pricing models that some of these newer tech-focused competitors offer?
That's a really fair question. Mm. And the sources kind of position their history as a bit of a double-edged sword.
Oh, so?
Immense stability, but maybe not the, let's say, the sleekest operation. Their positioning is all about consistency. They focus on two key areas. First, managing precious metals IRAs for retirement. That requires a ton of regulatory compliance. And second, direct over-the-counter purchases of physical metals.
Right.
And that dual focus, well, it demands a really wide range of established operational capabilities. That infrastructure is what they lean on.
And that distinction is crucial, isn't it? The difference between a regulated IRA and just a direct cash purchase. The paperwork alone for a retirement account must be huge.
It is.
Which brings us to the next big hurdle for a lot of listeners, the IRA rollover. That whole process can feel incredibly complicated. So what does Lear Capital actually do to, you know, smooth that out?
Well, the complexity of moving assets from, say, a 401k or a regular IRA into a self-directed gold IRA, that's the single biggest barrier for most people.
I believe it.
The process involves so many moving parts. You have the old trustee, the new custodian, the metal dealer. The sources show that Lear Capital's main role here is to be the expert guide.
Like a shepherd through the regulatory maze.
Precisely.
Yeah.
They help start the transfer, the rollover. They specifically bridge that gap between you, the customer, and the new IRA custodian they partner with.
So they're handling the tricky communication part.
Yes, and ensuring the funds are moved legally, efficiently, avoiding those potential tax penalties that can pop up from doing it wrong. Their job is really to minimize the friction.
That paperwork assistance is definitely a big selling point. And the sources, they mention the importance of clarity in this whole process. How clear is it, really? Because assistance can sometimes mean you're still left swimming in jargon.
The emphasis in the reviews is on a high-touch, step-by-step guidance system.
Okay.
They focus on making sure you understand the exact sequence. First, you set up the self-directed IRA. Second, you start the fund transfer. And third, you pick and buy the IRS-approved metals.
Which then get shipped to a special depository, not your house.
Right, directly to an approved depository. They want to alleviate that common anxiety by getting ahead of the confusion. They really try to clarify the difference between the dealer, which is them, and the custodian, the institution holding the asset.
Okay, here's where it gets really interesting for me. Beyond just the transaction, what about ongoing support? What kind of education do they provide? Is it a high-pressure sales situation, or is it more consultative?
The reviews point pretty definitively toward a consultative approach.
That's good to hear.
It suggests a philosophy that, you know, their clients might be financially smart, but are probably new to the specifics of precious metals. The educational resources are apparently quite extensive.
Like what kind of resources?
Things covering basic concepts, like the difference between the spot price of gold, and the premium you pay for a coin, and also the technical stuff like the purity levels required for an IRA.
So it's about empowering you, the investor, with knowledge, not just, you know, using what they know against you.
Exactly. The sources suggest they prioritize transparency, which in this context means being pretty open about market conditions, about the risks involved. It's about building trust.
Which makes sense. They'd rather have an informed customer for the long haul than a quick sale that leads to regret.
That seems to be the idea, yes.
All right, every deep dive needs balance. We understand the process, the support, the history. Let's get to the hard facts. What are the clear, recognized strengths, and what are the specific things customers absolutely have to look at carefully?
This is probably the most crucial part for anyone listening. We've basically distilled three primary strengths from their model.
Okay, lay them out for us.
First, we circle back to experience. And this isn't just a number. It means they have a fully developed compliance team, robust internal policies. It really minimizes the risk of regulatory mistakes during your rollover.
Okay, experience is number one. What's two?
Number two is variety. They offer the full range of IRA-approved metals, gold, silver, platinum, palladium. And crucially, they deal in the specific products you need for an IRA, like American Eagle coins or Canadian Maple Leafs. It's not just generic bars.
That's important for liquidity down the road, I'd imagine.
Very important. And the third strength you mentioned before, infrastructure.
Right, infrastructure. Yeah. Let's get technical on that. What does that actually mean for the customer?
Infrastructure is the hidden gem. It's the back end. The logistics, the security, the custodial relationships, they're already established and world-class. The sources point to their partnerships with high security depositories. Think names like the Delaware Depository or Brinks.
So your metal isn't just sitting in a back room somewhere?
No. It's in one of these fully insured professional facilities. And for retirement assets, that is absolutely non-negotiable.
That's a powerful kind of silent strength.
Okay, now for the other side of the coin. The necessary considerations, the potential pitfalls. What do the sources highlight?
The most consistent point that comes up is pricing clarity.
The markup.
Exactly. While their communication is consultative, dealers operate on markups over the spot price. That's their premium or commission. And customers must review these costs carefully.
Because if you don't clarify that markup up front,
you could get a nasty surprise. The sources really emphasize this. It can lead to buyer's remorse, especially when you compare your final cost to the daily market price you see online.
That's a critical warning. People need to understand that this premium is the company's profit margin, and it can vary. It's not set in stone. Absolutely. And beyond that initial price, the second big consideration is reviewing all the ongoing documentation.
The fees.
Yes, specifically from the custodian. Lear is the dealer, but a third party holds your assets. You have to scrutinize the annual custodial maintenance fees, the storage fees.
Because those add up over time.
They accumulate over years and can really eat into your returns if they aren't competitive.
Yeah.
So that requires diligence that goes way beyond just the initial sale.
So if we tie all this together, the longevity, the hands-on service, the need for pricing scrutiny, who is Lear Capital actually best suited for? And what's the one piece of advice to guide a final decision?
Well, the profile that emerges suggests they're ideal for a specific kind of investor.
Which is?
Someone who prioritizes established stability over, say, finding the absolute rock-bottom lowest fee. They're probably perfect for customers doing a large-scale rollover from a 401k who'd really need that expert hand-holding through the whole complex process.
That makes a lot of sense. So you're paying for reliability and that regulatory assistance.
Correct. They're sort of a safe harbor for the complexity of an IRA setup. And the number one piece of advice from the sources is unwavering.
Let me guess. Shop around.
Always engage in robust comparison shopping. You have to get competing quotes from at least two other established firms.
Yeah.
Compare the metals premium and those recurring fees before you commit your retirement money.
Connecting this back to the bigger picture then, in a market that's all about algorithms and fast trading, why does a company like this, focused on physical assets, even remain relevant?
They feel a very real need for tangible security. They use their history to be a steady anchor. I mean, with crypto, fractional ownership, all these new digital assets, there's still a huge demand for something physical.
A safe haven asset.
Exactly. They remain the trusted gateway for investors whose main goal is wealth preservation and diversification against systemic risk. They adapt slowly, sure, but they offer reliable service based on proven logistics.
That brings us to the end of our deep dive. Let's just quickly recap the most valuable nuggets here. We've confirmed that longevity provides that crucial infrastructure and stability.
Right.
And that they offer that critical hands-on assistance with tricky IRA transfers. But the main takeaway, the thing you have to remember, is scrutinizing the pricing.
Verify the markup, clarify the premiums, and understand all those recurring fees.
Absolutely.
You know, building on that idea of long-term scrutiny, I want to leave you, the listener, with a final thought to chew on.
Okay.
If the whole point of buying precious metals is long-term stability, we're talking decades of wealth preservation, how should you measure the stability of the relationship with the company that's selling it to you?
That's a brilliant way to frame it. The asset is long-term, so the service relationship has to be too.
Exactly. What are the unseen questions you should be asking today before you sign anything?
Like what?
Like, how do they handle liquidation years from now? How do they manage communication when the market is crashing? Your relationship with that provider has to endure the same storms as the physical metal itself.
Dig into those long-term service questions before you commit. A very challenging thought to guide your due diligence. That's all the time we have for this deep dive. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.